Hey, what's up, guys? Your boy Johnny Buck here. Special edition, I guess, maybe, possibly. So what I want to do is this. If you're listening to the podcast recording or upload, whatever it is of this, I'm doing this live on Facebook because I want to just kind of get this out there a little more because I want to address some questions or just some comments I've had the past few weeks, which I'm super excited about. But I want to go ahead and do kind of address that. It's about the big shift I've made, or hey, you know, you're a lot less angry, and I've had a few comments. So as usual, I have notes because my brain doesn't work as good. And if you are watching the video, I'm red as fuck because I took too many niacin pills this morning, and I feel like I'm dying. And I'm not sure if I'm sweating from the niacin or being nervous. All right, so I just come on, just as, you know, put a lot on the table today. So you know, I hope you guys get some value out of this or some insight on how, why I am where I'm at, why I am where I am, why I'm doing what I'm doing, and just a big change. So here we go. All right. So I'm going to talk about what really has kind of transpired or what is causing or what is influencing this big change, or basically the fact that there's a big change from going from the I Hate Johnny Buck show to the Day Zero podcast. And you know, what's up, guys? Your boy Johnny Buck here has been a staple for as long as I can remember, honestly. And I don't remember why it happened or how it came to be, but it, you know, it stuck. So I liked it. It came with it. And it honestly, probably something from Alan Belcher or some shit that I twisted. There's that. But so the I Hate Johnny Buck show was a short-lived, thank God, podcast sequence that I did. And it basically was an outlet for all the shit in my head. It's a fucking shit show in there. But it's that's what it was. You know, it was an outlet for the things in my head. And, you know, the reason I'm telling you guys this is if you've been following me for a while, you know, between the Facebook bans and shadow bans and just whatever, you've probably noticed I'm a lot less angry. I've noticed it. I smile a lot. I smile a lot more than I used to. I'm happy a lot, except when I play Xbox. It fucking pisses me off. But I'm a lot better place than I used to be. If you guys listen to the Day Zero podcast or I Hate Johnny Buck show, there's a fucking huge difference between the last podcast I recorded for I Hate Johnny Buck, which is about dad bods. I was just angry as fuck. And the first Day Zero, which is January 1st of this year. So if you guys do listen to the podcast, if you are listening to podcasts, check those out. It's a big difference. And I used to record my podcast almost exclusively through Facebook and then go back and upload the audio. But now I'm just doing it in the, just for now, I'm doing it just straight recording. I'm actually going to have a co-host here shortly. We're going to start doing that. So it's going to expand. But, you know, what I want to do, the reason I'm telling you guys this is what was in my head was a shit show. And what I want to do is talk about what really has created this transition or why I'm transitioning or what I'm trying to do or the whole fucking thing, honestly. So I Hate Johnny Buck started out as a joke. Kind of, sort of. My buddy Chris Luddington, actually, I'm going to see him tomorrow. I'm seeing him tomorrow for sure. He's a 10 planet brown belt out of somewhere in fucking Alabama. And he just happened to come. He's been off the mat for a while. I've been sick or whatever, injured, I think it was. And his first day back on the mats was with me. And I fucked him up. So he hated me. He almost died of a heart attack. Not because I'm that much better than him, which I am, but it's because I'm that much better looking. No, it's because he was out of shape. He was out of shape, and this was his first roll back. So that's kind of what happened. So he bought IHateJohnnyBuck.com and then forwarded it to my website, Ketchelson.Ninja, which I thought was fucking hilarious. So I got from him. I started running my podcast off of it, kind of, sort of. And I have the website. I have the website still up as of now. And I'll probably have it for a while and just forward it to the next podcast website. But, you know, the truth is the only person who hated me more than Chris Luddington at that time was me, right? At least how much he pretended that he hated me. You know, it was realistically, I was just an angry fucking person. I hated everything. Mostly because I hated myself, right? And it was one of those things where no matter what happened, no matter how good something happened, I was just angry, right? And I didn't understand why. I couldn't figure it out, right? And what it comes down to be, I was always angry. I was frustrated with myself. And none of it was my fault, though. And there's not a single fucking thing that happened to me up until the age of about 30 that was my fault or my responsibility to fix. The world's out to get me, right? And the thing was, even when I did get ahead, when I did have a win or success or whatever the situation was, I would self-sabotage, right? Start drinking too much, partying, cheat on girlfriends, cheat on fucking everybody. Like, I would just do stupid fucking shit because in my head, right, I was waiting for the other shoe to drop. I was waiting for something bad to happen, right? Ryan Stueman calls it the force of average, I believe. The force of average is for everything in your life that happens good, something equally bad will happen. The thing about that was I let the force of average win. That's what it comes down to. I let the force of average win. And understandable up until that point, you know, that was the belief of everybody around me. That was the people I was around, right? And I'll come back to that later. But, you know, the thing is, I always expected something bad to happen, right? There's always another negative thing that's going to happen. So no matter how good shit is, something's going to pull you back down. That's too good to be true. This blah, blah, blah. And that's just the environment I was in. That was the environment I was raised in, right? So that's what I knew. So fast forward a little bit or backwards, I don't know. It's just kind of time traveling backwards before the I Hate Johnny Buck website. I met BMAC, Brandon McCatherine, 10th Planet Decatur. Muscle Shoals, that's where Chris Ludington's from, Muscle Shoals. It's right down the street. But I met him through online, actually. I was looking at, I've always been a good person, I feel like, in general. I've always wanted to help people and stuff. And most of the time, I got my own way, right? I've been a coach. I've done mindset coaching. I coach MMA, jiu-jitsu, wrestlers, you know, all that stuff. And I've always been around helping. I have a teaching degree because I wanted to give back, wanted to help, right? The education system is completely fucked. So I decided not to go that direction. I feel like I have more impact with what I do now with online coaching, in-person coaching for MMA and jiu-jitsu. I'll change more lives with my MMA gym than fucking I could ever with the handcuffs they put on your school, right? Again, I could go into teaching and take responsibility and ownership of that and run it that direction, but I chose not to, right? I feel like this is a path that is better suited for me. I like to say bad words. But I've always wanted to help people. I've always thought it was important. And actually, I learned that in therapy. There's a scar you can't really see in my eye, one of many on my face, but I got from cutting myself by accident because I wanted to help. You know, so helping's been a big thing for me for my entire life. So I was like 2 or 3 years old at the time. Anyways, so I met BMAC and the reason I got on a little tangent was I was trying to figure out how to better communicate teaching leg locks to my people, to members of my gym. So I bought Leg Lock Academy. It was Alan Belcher, Nate Orchard, and BMAC, Brandon McCatherine, who's become one of my best friends, great mentor, great friend, great coach. And we had a great weekend. We came out, we talked a lot, and he's the most positive fucking dude I've ever met in my entire life. I still wholeheartedly believe he's a serial killer. He'll never get caught because nobody's, BMAC would never kill 48 people and wear their skin suits. So when they do interview me, I'm like, oh yeah, I 100% expected that because he asked me that question. So that was tip number one. But he's one of the most positive fucking people I've ever seen. And if you've been following him, which you probably have if you know anything about jiu-jitsu, that dude's doing huge fucking things, right? The other shoe is not going to drop. And we'll talk about why is because he focuses on positive things, right? And I get a lot of share. I still do. When I share, when I put something out about how stupid the fucking whatever COVID vaccine is or something like that, it gets a lot of shares. All right. It gets a lot of reactions. But here's the thing. I had a really cool weekend with him. We learned a lot. It was when we very first started hanging out, you know, I first met him like 2015 or 16. And I wrote something positive. And dude, the feedback was unfucking believable. I was like, dude, I was like, that positivity shit fucking works, man. Like being happy is cool. And he said, yeah. And he went on about it and I ignored it for the most part. But it planted the fucking seed in my head. You know, so we did that shit. So shit was going good after that. You know, we kept, you know, we still talk. We kept going, growing the business, all that stuff. And I was really happy. I was making headway in my, so, you know, continue. I'm not going to go into all the details of the business side of what happened, but you know, my life was significantly better, right? It was moving in the right direction. And then the force of average hit. I was in a good relationship. I just broke up with one of my exes. I self-sabotaged, cheating, dumb shit. Yep. Wasn't happy, didn't have a conversations. And then, so I was in a good relationship with my now wife. The gym was doing really well. I was doing well financially. My guys were doing well. I just retired from fighting. Was doing well, competing in jiu-jitsu. And then the force of average. I guess the negative come back in my life. My dad gets diagnosed with cancer. Well, cool. My dad's tough as shit. You know, I'm not worried about it. He'll get through it. This is the treatment. He gets that treatment. It's like a fucking 80% success rate if you can do the treatment. And they couldn't do the treatment. It is what it is, you know. So I have an option now. I have two options, right? Do what I have always done and just go back and get the same results I've already got. Self-sabotage, failure. Misery, anger, ruin relationships, ruin business, ruin money, or I can try something different, right? The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and over again, expecting a different outcome. And that's exactly what I've been doing for almost 34 years at that point, right? So I chose option B this time. And this is why you're listening to the Day Zero podcast instead of the I Hate Johnny Buck show or me being fucking in jail or in prison or dead. Whatever situation is, right? Or working a fucking 9-to-5 I hate. Because, and here's my thought process on why I picked B. All right, B is, and I'm going to read you out the email that I wrote. But I had to find a better way to deal with this shit that I've been doing, right? You know, I've consistently fucked things up for 34 years. Yes, I've been very successful up to that point, but nowhere near the fucking amount of success I've had since then. And it's because I made a fucking good decision. I tried something different that wasn't fucking me up, right? And here's a fucking crazy revelation I've had. I've had coaches my entire life, from Little League football through Division I wrestling, through professional MMA, to jiu-jitsu, nutrition. I've had fucking mindset coaches. I have coaches of every type of thing, right? And here's the other crazy revelation. When my car breaks down, I take it to a mechanic when it's broken, right? When I break a bone, I ignore it usually. But when I break a bone in my face, I went to a surgeon who specializes in fixing those things, right? Since my brain was broken, I went to a therapist. Holy fucking shit. That's crazy, right? You don't go out and fucking fight and drink too much when your car is broken, you know. Probably not a good idea, right? Let me tell you how stupid I was at one point. Let me tell you how much I fucking hated myself. I just didn't realize this. I have this side of my face, my right side of my face, if you're watching a video, it's the right side of my face. I had this broken in a fight. Long story short, we went out, met this young lady, me and the entire wrestling team. Met this young lady. We got kicked out because we were doing stupid shit, more likely. I was like, you know what? I'm going back. I'm going to go back into a house full of people who don't want me there. Think about that. That's stupid. But I did. And I went back. Shit popped off. I got hit with a beer bottle, smashed right side of my face. I will go into this story in detail later. Boom, whatever. We leave. Call my mom on her birthday. Say, hey, mom. What's our insurance card number? I think I broke my nose, right? So I break my face, have surgery, all that stuff. 2 weeks later, I am in another fist fight. 2 weeks after surgery. Think about that. Is that smart? Does that seem like a good, healthy behavior for somebody who loves and cares about themselves? No, it does not. All right. So that's the shit I would do. Right. And I decided that I didn't want to do it anymore. I decided at 34 years old, I'll read the email real quick to you guys. You hear a weird noise in the podcast because my papers are moving. All right. So this is the email I sent to my therapist, who's phenomenal. Hey, this is Johnny Buck. I'm interested in seeking help to deal with my father's cancer. It's taken a turn for the worst. I need to find a way to help with the grieving process now and after he passes. I have a history of self-destructive behavior when things like this happen. No self-mutilation or suicidal thoughts, just self-sabotage and risky behaviors. Unprotected sex, drinking and driving, fighting, lashing out in anger, etc. I can't afford to make these mistakes at this point in my life. I'm 34 and in a great relationship. My gym is thriving and I'm doing great in other endeavors. I have never seen a therapist before other than in college for blah, blah, blah. It's alcohol violation. I was out with another chick doing stupid shit, drinking and driving. And I just said, oh man, if I tell the Citadel that I was drinking, they won't get me in trouble for not coming back because I would have to drive. And that's a smart decision. Nope, alcohol violation. Fucking great. I'm currently working with a mindset coach for athletics and talking with him seems to help. So I figure if we set something up specific to this, it would really help as well. I've seen the progress Jen has made, and I hope to do something similar for me. Please let me know what we need to do, next steps, blah, blah, blah. Very respectfully, Johnny Buck. So that was the letter I sent to my therapist. I had made a realization that what I had done before would not work moving forward. Or what I had done before will give me the exact same results it had before. So this was my day zero, right? Maybe, kind of. This was day zero, and day zero, for you guys who haven't listened to my podcast where I talked about that, you should, and give me a 5-star review and all that stuff on Google and whatever. I don't know what you do with podcasts, honestly. I listen on Spotify. So follow, subscribe, whatever it is. And if you're on Apple, give me 5 stars. And apparently you can give me money on Spotify. I just found that out. Cool. So give me money. No. So day zero it's a computer nerd term, and I'm not a computer nerd. That's why I have Apple everything, is because it works great. Day zero is the day you realize there's a vulnerability or a threat that your enemy or competition or bad guy can fucking take advantage of, right? That was my day zero. I realized finally, and it had been going on for years before that, I realized finally before that, up until that point, I mean, that there was going to be a fucking legitimate threat on my future. My business could be ruined. My relationship could be ruined. My health could be ruined. My freedom could be ruined. I could do something fucking stupid, get drunk, not understand how to process it, and get into a bar fight. I cleared 2 bars in 2 nights, me and my friends did when I was younger, in Asheville. We can fucking fight. 2, it's not the best fucking method, right? So that was my day zero. I realized at that point, like, hey, man, because of the way my brain works, because of the way I act, because of the way I do fucking things, that's a serious threat. That's a vulnerability that I have to fix. So what did I do? Well, what I have found to be the formula for success for me my entire life, and anything I've done well, it is because of this formula. I find a good coach. I listen to the coach and I win. That's very fucking simple, right? That's a formula that's allowed me to do really well up until now. And I was like, well, it might as well work. I can probably do it for therapy. That's good, right? You know, therapy, new coach, brain coach. So I did that. It's been very great for me. I'm gonna give you guys a little insight on therapy. EMDR. I don't know what it means. I forget. Eye movement, really druggies. I don't know. So basically, it's science-based, so that's why I like it. Your eyes move back and forth during REM sleep. They go back and forth. That helps your brain process. It is what it is. I'm not going to go into it. Look it up. It's fucking awesome. I highly recommend it for anybody who wants to go to therapy. And another thing about therapists, if they say, oh, you're going to be here for the rest of your fucking life, they're stealing your fucking money. Just like nutrition, just like anything. If a nutritionist says you need to be with me for the rest of your life, they're fucking taking your money. They don't give a shit about your results, right? I was done with EMDR in like 6 months, maybe 8 months. I went once a month, I think. once every 2 weeks. I forget. I went through the stages. I got things done. That was perfect. That's what I needed. But what EMDR does, it absolutely it helps you actually process the shit you went through, even when it's hard and it digs up and it sucks. All right. So the reason I'm telling you that is, we talked about, you know, I went to therapy, let's say once, maybe it was twice a month for a couple, 6-8 months. Okay. Anyways, we talked about my dad one fucking day in therapy. That was it. One day. Right. So let's call it 20 sessions, one out of 20, 5%. We talked about my dad. What we did was, what I realized was this, we had to figure out why I was so angry, why I hated myself, why I was self-sabotage, why I constantly was waiting, letting something else come. Why was I always waiting for the fucking other shooter drop? Because that's what I was around, right? I'm not going to go into the whole ordeal on it, what we talked about, why, and all that shit. But I'm giving you guys this is to explain why I hate Johnny Buck is turning the day zero, why I'm doing what I'm doing, why I'm a fucking happier person, right? When we did it, that was the first step. We figured out why is Johnny broken? What is wrong with his brain? And we did for the most part, right? And here are the three things that I learned, right? One, EMDR is fucking amazing, right? It's going to open up skeletons. It's going to open up doors to skeletons in your closet you don't even know in your fucking house, right? But more importantly, it's going to show you how to get them out, right? That was a fucking huge thing for me. That's helped me beyond fucking points where I can believe. Fun fact, there was a fucking tree in my yard that triggered a fucking crazy emotion. That sounds insane, right? Johnny got triggered by a tree. Yeah, yeah. And I wanted to cut it down once I figured out that. And I'm, again, fucking crazy shit in your head. Now that we got through MDR, I don't give a fuck about that tree. I would cut it down for firewood. It's a nice oak tree. But yeah, man, EMDR opens up fucking doors and there's skeletons in that motherfucker eating that door existed, right? So that was super valuable for me. It helped explain a lot of things. Again, 20 sessions, one about my dad. I went there to deal with how to not go fucking postal when my dad died, right? So the next thing I realized over the course of this, gratitude is fucking huge, right? It's a mindset that I think you should really, really, really focus on. Right? Stop fucking sending me things, emails. Ugh. All right. And the next part is this: you're responsible for everything in your life, right? And I'll talk about these three things. So EMDR is fucking amazing. You need to live a grateful life or a life full of gratitude, and you're responsible for everything in your fucking life. So EMDR, we reviewed the power of gratitude, okay? This actually happened when BMAC was up here the week after we had that conversation. I was driving down the road, and it was fucking crazy. I was getting off the exits of my gym at the time, my last location, and this fucking dude drives past me in this sweet-ass fucking truck. Dude, I'd love to have a truck like that. I'm in a pretty fucking sweet truck at the time, but his was, and I knew the problems that mine had, right? I'm like, cool. And as I get off the exit, I see a fucking dude broken down the side of the road. I'm like, damn. I'm grateful I have this truck that runs, right? And then I really dove deep into that. Like, you know what? That dude has a broken down car and, you know, whatever situations, maybe it's out of gas or whatever. But, you know, I start thinking, like, you know, you see a guy on the side of the road, man, at least I don't have a broken down car. I'm grateful I don't have a broken down car. And the guy in a broken down car sees somebody, you know, walking. Anyways, I'm not going to go into this whole fucking thing. Being grateful for what you have, right? Like, you know, oh, the guy on a bicycle, man, wish I had a car. Well, yeah, you see the motherfucker on a bicycle talking to dude on a wheelchair, right? At least I wish I had a wheelchair. I wish I had. We always wish we had something better. Be grateful for what you have, right? It's really important. So I'm not going to kind of butcher that, but it is what it is, okay? So the power of gratitude is good. Must be nice, right? That must be nice. Anytime you're saying that, man, you're fucking sabotaging yourself, right? So the next part is extreme ownership, okay? That is something that, you know, again, these are three things that really changed my life. This is what caused this change. Extreme ownership. there's nothing in your life, no matter what the situation is, okay? It may not be your fault, but it's your responsibility to fix it. And what do I mean by that? This is the example I like to use. You go to the store, right? You go to the store, you're going to work, right? And you get rear-ended at a red light. It's not your fault that you got rear-ended, right? But it was your responsibility, okay? What do I mean by that? Oh, I was just sitting there. Yep. But you decided to watch a little bit more of my video or scroll through Facebook or kiss your wife goodbye or not kiss your wife goodbye or whatever the fucking situation is, whatever caused you to be, you are exactly where you are at that moment because of the choices you've made up to this point. Is that extreme? Absolutely, right? What else could you have done? Well, you could have looked in your rearview mirror and pulled over. You know, you chose to be in that fucking lane if you want to get that crazy with it, all right? It's not your fault you got hit. But you put yourself in that situation. The next thing you need to do is it's your responsibility. This is where the ownership gets in. It's your responsibility to remedy the situation and move forward, right? So you got rear-ended. Okay, cool. I got rear-ended because I put myself in this position. Now what can we do to fix this problem? We got to move forward, okay? These are things that I adamantly believe. And this is what's helped me make this shift, all right? So then what? So three, yeah, so sorry, I'm gonna review that. EMDR, amazing. Be grateful as fuck all the time. All right. Extreme ownership. Those are three things I figured out. All right. So now what? All right. I started making changes in my life. I these are things, if you've been following me, you see me talk about this in different degrees, right? And different levels. Screaming, fucking crazy, hooping and hollering, right? You've seen me say it calm. But these are the things that I've done in my life that have really led me down this path and why I think it's so fucking important to do this. Right. I took out the trash. What do I mean by that? Anything negative in my life is fucking gone. Right. People, news, whatever. I still see Facebook shit. I still see that. So am I perfect? No, but I get rid of as much trash in my life as possible. This does include your family. Well, that's my whatever, blah, blah, blah. No, maybe not, you know. What is this? Oh, cool. I was hitting buttons. Get rid of the trash. Get rid of the negative things in your life. When me and my ex broke up, I had to move home with my parents. I lived in my gym for a little bit. That was fucking terrible. So I moved home with my parents. I was in a miserable fucking mood. Not because I failed as in a relationship. I was, you know, moved on. Not the right way, but I did. I was miserable, and I realized it because I watched the fucking news in the morning. How miserable is the news? Fucking always. When I figured that out, when I took ownership for how I felt, I sat down the next day and I wrote down little tally marks for every negative thing. There was zero positive news on the news. So I cut that out of my life. I got rid of that negativity. All right. I started taking care of my health, even more so lately. I had a friendly reminder that if I don't take care of my shit, I fucking could die. Right. I was bedridden for 4 days. Right. We'll talk about that another time. Okay. So I took care of my health. All right. I surrounded myself with more positive people, more positive things. I quit hanging out with fucking losers. If you look in your group, or if you look around you right now, and it's the same people you hung out with 10 years ago, you're either all moving forward at the exact same rate, which is not happening, or you're all in the same place, right? Surround yourself with better people, right? And the last thing I did, I took gratitude and ownership almost to a fucking stupid level. Man, I sharted today. Well, at least I have underwear to throw away. I'm grateful I have underwear, right? Man, I sharted today because I forgot to do something. It's fucking that level of stupidity I took it to, but it fucking helped me. You have to know. I'm not telling you to do it my way. Trust me, don't do it my way. All right? But those simple things, these four things, get rid of the fucking trashy people, take care of your body mentally and physically. All right? Be surrounded by positive people. Get rid of that. One of my guys at the gym, Phil, he has removed pretty much every negative thing in his life. All right? And I can tell. I could tell before he could tell. Right? Everyone around it could tell before he could tell. Right? So he noticed. All right? Surround yourself with positive fucking people. Take care of your health, all right? And then take fucking gratitude and ownership to extreme level. Like that's going to fucking give you the most insane results, all right? By no means I'm going to wrap up with this. By no means am I fucking perfect. I have days where I want to fucking bludgeon people. A lot. But, and I expect those days. But in general, man, I'm a significantly happier person. I really am. And I understand, listen, I understand your guys' journey is different than mine. You're going to feel stuck. You're going to feel angry. You're going to have problems where you're like, God damn, I can't fucking take it. Hit me up. Fucking shoot me a DM. Shoot me a text. Oh, don't shoot me a text. I won't answer it. Facebook, Instagram, whatever you guys can get a hold of, email me. All right. Dayzeropodcast@gmail.com. I finally got a new email. All right. Reach out to me. I'm more than happy to give you guys as much help as I can. So yeah, that's it. All right. Happiness is simple. It's not easy, but it's fucking simple, you know? And that's so for you guys who weathered through this, right? For you guys who weathered through this, this is why I've gone from I Hate Johnny Buck to the Day Zero podcast, right? I want to help you guys. I want you guys to help yourself. I want to do as much as I can to help you. This is fucking important to me. All the comments I see over there that I didn't really address, I'm trying not to address because I'm trying to make this good, better for my podcast. But no, like this is why I do this, right? So yeah, just watch, you know, you're going to see. You will have, if you've been around, you've noticed consistent or progressive improvement if you've been following, right? If not, just go back, if I can scroll down my feed about a year, 6 months, right? The reason I'm making these changes is because I want a fucking better life for me. And the reason I'm sharing it with you guys, because remember, I want to help people, right? You're not alone. You are not alone, no matter how fucking crazy you think you are. You're not alone. I like to, my wife, poor wife, I like to deflect when things make me uncomfortable. I make jokes. But I'm going to give you this real good joke. This is fucking true, though. This is true. I'm not deflecting right here. If you think you are alone, if you think you're the only fucking person who thinks that, rule 34. What is rule 34? If you can think it, there's a porn version of it online. And why is that important? Because that means that somebody else has the exact same sick fucking thoughts you do. So you're not that fucking sick, right? So that's not me deflecting. These are facts. You are actually not alone, right? So remember, guys, you've gone, I'm not saying I'm going through your shit. I'm not saying you're going through mine, but I'm telling you, you're not alone. There's somebody out there who has it worse than you. There's somebody out there who has it better than you. And it's your job. It's your duty and your obligation. And this is the last part of this. It's your duty. Your obligation, it's everything is up to you. I personally believe that it's our obligation to be the absolute best version of ourselves so we can help as many people as possible. And that's why you've seen the shift from I Hate Johnny Buck to Day Zero podcast. That's why you've seen me go from a miserable, angry motherfucker to who I am today. So I love you guys. Thank you so much for being here. There will still be, for you angry fuckers who haven't made the conversion yet, there will still be I Hate Johnny Buck like shows, like little clips on there. But it's going to be me telling you things that you don't want to hear that you need to hear. Chris Luddington, you're getting us more of it this weekend, buddy. All right. I love you guys. If you need anything, I will catch you later. Thank you for watching. If you do have a podcast thing, go to whatever it is and give me a follow or a subscription or a 5-star review or whatever the fuck it is you guys do on that shit. And if you're watching this live on FaceSpace, please share it. I'm trying to figure out how to change I Hate Johnny Buck on my Facebook page again, but honestly, I don't care. So I love you guys. Thank you for spending time with me this morning, and I will see you all in the future. Later.